This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band Go Home with Jeb Robson. This is Del Barber, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on CKUM FM, Winnipeg.
I met Bobby back in 68. Not much to see, but his stats were great. Half my chicklets on the face, I've died. I'd like to think I gave it all I got. So many laughs, I was begging for a ride. I can't recall a lot of that night. Just another hockey fight. Life went out, but the stars are bright. And the life of a goon, most folks don't understand what it takes to make a wrong thing right. You watch the lights go out and the stars get bright. I met the hammer out of center ice. Mean as it gets, but his folks were nice. Before I went down to Junior B, that big boy got the best of me. I played my very best card. I ain't never been hit that hard. Just another hockey fight. Lights went out, but the stars are bright. In the life of a goon, most folks don't understand what it takes to make a wrong thing right. You watch the lights go out and the stars get bright. But I never made the show. I'm taking a bar down on Boozer's Row. It's honest work, I got no regrets. I got my wits about me yet. So let's watch the game with these other clowns. And if it win, I might buy a round. Watch another hockey fight. Lights went out, but the stars are bright. In a life of a goon, most folks don't understand what it takes to drop the gloves and make a wrong thing right. You watch the light go out and the stars get bright. You watch the lights go out and the stars get bright. You watch the lights go out and the stars get bright.
Welcome friends, welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. We're live. It's really happening right now. Unless you're listening to the podcast, in which case it's not. But so you wouldn't notice the difference. But people who do listen live, it feels like it's been a while. It has been a while. And here we are. We're live in the studio right now. See, that's me. My name's Jeff, your host here till 4 o'clock, playing you the good stuff. And, you know, we got some good stuff for you today. Thanks for joining us. Kicked it off with something new from Del Barber from his upcoming record, The Puck Drops Here Now. I don't know. I don't know much more about it. If I had been in town, Del would have come down last Sunday, I think. He played last weekend at the Forks. I didn't tell you about it because I didn't know, because they announced it like, you know, 10 minutes before the show or something. So I couldn't go, and you couldn't go, judging by the reports I've had. Nobody went, which is sad, you know? That's why people got to tell me so that I can tell you, so that people show up, you know? Hopefully we'll get our chance at a proper show, and hopefully we'll hear more of that record. Apparently, if you want to hear more new tracks off that record, you have to listen to the Twang Trust on CKUW, because I keep hearing new tracks off that record on that show. And, you know, I try not to take it personally, but I do anyway. So, you know, tune in Wednesday if you want to hear more of that record. And I'll go out and buy it on Schmuck Day, like all us other schmucks. We'll just let Stu Reed rub it in for a little while longer. Okay. Anyway. The hockey season ended yesterday. The Jets did anyway. And that pitiful campaign kind of went out. And, you know, seems like a weird time just as the hockey season's ending to put out a hockey record. But what do I know? I'm sure it'll be great. You know, I was going to try to do a good job today and be a sensible, reasonable, intelligent human being, and it's not it's not going well so far. But I'm going to try. But you know what? That's this is kind of how we roll here. This is the show, such as it is. And I also wanted to play Del today in honor of our a loyal listener and friend of ours who liked Del, and in spite of all of my many faults, liked this show, and I'm honored and grateful to our good friend Christopher Barron, who passed away a week or so ago. He was a loyal listener of this program. God knows why. He seemed like a great guy. You know, I only got to talk to him a few times, and I think I maybe met him once. But it was always good to know that he was out there. Always loved getting his pledge each year on Pledge-O-Rama. And every once in a while, I'd get a great note from him or a great call saying "Keep up the good work," things like that. And you know, that kind of thing means a lot to me. You know, when I started doing this show, I had really no delusions of grandeur. I didn't really expect to get much out of it other than, you know, the joy of playing music and hopefully, you know, finding some other people who enjoyed the music. But there have been so many benefits to doing this show, and one of them is becoming a part of people's lives, and it just it's still, I can't even really wrap my head around it, but somehow this program is a part of some people's lives, and I know that was certainly the case with Chris, and his family has very generously asked for donations to UMFM in his honor, which is just an amazing thing. So his generosity continues, even though he's no longer with us, and so we'll send today's show out to him. I know he was a Del Barber fan, and he also emailed me a while ago and told me to take a listen to this song and play it for him. And being the jerk that I am, I don't think I ever did, but I'm going to do it now. I wish he was still around to hear it. So this one goes out to Chris Barron and all of you.
Tired mind, I close my eyes. Fight the tears I hold inside. Lost the things I used to deal with, the pain and hurt I feel. Different masks I choose to wear, hide the things I have to bear. Thought of losing myself and my mind, yeah. Forward, three steps back. Lost my grip on this life's track. All these questions with answers unknown. Yeah, sick of feeling all alone. Try to help myself.
and the odds won't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone. When your friends are out to steal her, she might be gambled and gone like summer wages. And we'll keep rolling on till we get to Vancouver, 'cause the lady that I love, she's living there. And it's been 6 long months or more since I've seen her. She might be gambled and gone like summer wages.
Crazy, yeah, I know it is. But what if all raised me straight and raised me true. Spent my days becoming you. Sunday morning, evening too, sitting in your second pew. Torn apart, my spirit spent. Fell in love on accident. Wondered just what Jesus meant when he said all love was heaven sent. Papa, I don't mean to preach you. I ain't some kind of creature from some old double feature. I just wanna make you proud with the kind of love I found. To be, I locked the door and I broke the key. Jesus died up on that tree. Daddy, do you think it covered me? Red and yellow, black and white, we are precious in his sight. Why can't I sleep through the night? Daddy, do you think I've turned out right? Can't you do the same? Well, I've been born again, but I first was born in sin. Did you love me then? Did you love me then?
That, friends, is some gorgeous new music. Holy cow, did you like that set? Oh, couldn't have been much more beautiful, I don't think. And there's more to come. That was brand new from Parker Millsap. He put a great debut a couple of years ago. He's got a new record now called The Very Last Day. And that's Heaven Sent off that record from Parker Millsap. Before that, a guy who, you know, I know he put out a record a couple of years ago or something. And I read a bunch about it. And I remember thinking, man, it sounds good. I should look that up. And then I didn't. Boy, am I glad I found him now. His name's Dylan LeBlanc. We heard him before that from his new record, Cautionary Tale. Look how far we've come. That just blows me away. It's so good. And I haven't listened to much more of the record, but I'm going to be listening to more, and I'm going to be playing you more, I'm sure. Another new record, a guy who loves his duets. He's just, he just can't get enough of the duets. He loves them Everly Brothers, and he loves good, harmonies and duets. And, now he's got a brand new record of them. Teddy Thompson, along with a lady named Kelly Jones, who I have no idea who she is. New record called Little Windows. We heard Wondering off that fine record. Another album of duets from a couple of old favorites of ours from here on this program. Our old pals Jill Barber and Matthew Barber have a new record called The Family Album, We heard their version of old Ian Tyson's Summer Wages there. And when is that show? It's coming up real soon. The family album show is coming to town in, is it May? Is it soon? I don't know. It's soon. That's all I can tell you, because I'm not that organized. It's soon, though. Soon, though, the family. Oh, it's coming up on the 22nd. 22nd, that's when it is. Matthew Barber, Jill Barber. Isn't that the day that Del Barber comes out, too? Is that a coincidence? I don't know. I don't know. It's Carrie Latimer's birthday, too. What do you know? 22nd. That's like a week from this Friday. You can catch Matthew and Jill at the Old Weston Culture Center. I would love to do exactly that. Anybody want to take me? Anybody want to buy me a ticket? I'd go to that. I'm broke, though. And we kicked off that set with a lady from right here in Winnipeg. I don't know a thing about her, but I got to thank our pal Chris Barron for sending me that track a while ago. Lady's name is Kaylee Talon, produced by and featuring Greg Lowe, apparently. We heard a beautiful song called Life to Live, and a great way to celebrate the life that our pal Chris Barron lived. And you know, here, man, I haven't been in the studio for a few weeks, and I was just, I took a walk over to the new release shelves, and they're brimming with new stuff. I can't believe all the new stuff on the new release shelves. We finally got the CD of Ron Hawkins' new albums. We got Danny Michelle's new one. We got a new one from the Wild Feathers. We got Steve Dawson. We got Ken Whiteley, Steve Page. We got Lake Street Dive. We got all kinds of stuff. Apparently, there's a David Miles in there that I haven't found yet. But look, this just jumped off the shelves at me. Man, I thought we were tight now. I guess not. I don't know. We'll have to talk. We may see these guys again at the Sunset Saloon in July. Hold your calendars open around the 24th or so, possibly, of July. See these guys back at the old Sunset Saloon, possibly. They'll be bringing their new record, Hunter Street Blues. And we'll hear a couple of tracks off it right now. I'm so excited. It's brand new from our pals, or so I thought. The Mahemingways.
Above the corner store, It's where I made up this song as my last act before I go. All sagging and gray is the color of your skin. I know we're so different, and you like other things that I do. But I got a dirty crush on you, dirty small town crush on you. I got a dirty crush on you, dirty small town crush on you. Learning to love is like learning to breathe. It's not something you're taught or something you read. It's something you learn, dancing cheek to cheek. When your heart starts to burn and you feel so weak, learning to love is a leap of faith. It's holding on instead of running away. Instead of giving up, it's a kiss goodnight. It's waking up by your side. You show me the way, and every touch of your hand and every word that you say, you show me the way.
losing game. Like a shot in the dark at a runaway train. But learning to love is like learning to fly. You can crash from the fall, but you still gotta try. You show me the way, and I'm here to stay. With every touch of your hand and every word that you say, wasn't something I knew. It's something I learned because of you. And now I see just what they mean when they say learning to love is like learning to breathe. You show me the way now.
Oh, wanna just please. Oh my Lord, take a second, just breathe. Oh my Lord, never change and be good for me. Oh my Lord, 'cause there's something out there I
got to see that band a couple of weeks ago in Savannah, Georgia. I was desperate for some live music, just trying to find a place to go to hear something, and I saw the show listed, and it seemed like the best bet. And boy, oh boy, did I turn out to be right about that? I think that was the first song they did, and I was grooving. I was loving it ever after that. They're from Nashville. They're called the Vagabonds. Brand new record called What We're Made Of. And that's Oh My Lord. They're kind of a diverse band. They got some real southern rock tendencies, a little bit of psychedelic tendencies. Some great Americana there. So good. I like this. I like this a lot. The Vagabonds. Before that, something brand new from Ricky Young and the Wild Feathers. Man, oh man, that guy still got it. Love it. There's a brand new record called Lonely as a Lifetime. We heard Don't Ask Me to Change there from the Wild Feathers. Before that, Shotgun Jimmy, by request from his new album, Field of Trampolines. That was Walkman Battery Bleed, and I loved that. So good. Thanks for reminding me to check out that record, Aaron. That's some good stuff. I need some Shotgun Jimmy in my life. I need to listen to that some more. Before that, some new David Miles. He's hanging out with Classified again. And we played you the most singer-songwriter-y track I could find on this new EP. EP is called Here Now Is. We heard Learning to Love, and it's pretty. It's got lots of beats and loops and stuff. Which, you know, if you've ever seen David Miles, it seems so ridiculous. But it sounds, you know, it sounds all right from what I've heard. And basically what I've heard is what you just heard right there. So what do I know? A couple from the May Hemingways, from their new record, Hunter Street Blues. We heard a new version of Small Town Crush. Just love that song. And the title track to the record, which I just thought was amazing, produced by Steve Lurie. Brand new stuff. They're rolling through town this summer again. And hopefully we'll have them stop at the old Sunset Saloon. I got so much more new music. I think we'll have to play you some more. Why don't we take our break right now, pay a couple of bills, and come right back and play a whole pile of more great new music. Stick with us. This is Tell the Band to Go Home.